Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns, in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Every soul, this is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for December 17th, 2011, and it's my great pleasure to introduce David Lewis, who is an authentic messenger of the Ascended Masters. David was on Cosmic Love with a Christmas message back on December 19th, 2009, and he provided a live singing dictation from Mother Mary that was later transcribed and sung by the choir of David's organization, the Heart Center Community. This organization and their website has hundreds of dictations from Mother Mary and the Ascended Masters that were archived that have come through David. And as he is an accomplished pianist, writer, composer, and singer with five CDs. So David has a unique attainment, momentum, and gift for representing the heart streams from Mother Mary, Saint Germain, and the Ascended Masters. I want to thank David for coming on Cosmic Love today and giving us some insight on the thinning of the veil with galactic alignment and the surge in the source field. From what I understand, a lot of light is now bringing up a lot of darkness in the world of our individual and collective perceptions. However, what I'd really like to hear is what the Ascended Masters have to say about what in the world is really going on.
Well, we all know that there's a shift, a major shift occurring on the Earth in this epic, and at this transition time from Pisces to Aquarius. All hell is breaking loose in one sense, and yet concurrent with that is the opportunity for all mankind to, through raised consciousness, become enlightened, free, and full of the beauty of each one's eternal nature. And as occurs, there is this process that manifests within the inner sanctum of the heart, which is the key element of this time of transition, that allows the soul to begin to unfold in its natural, beautiful state and realize its full potential. And part of this is the allowance of this process to manifest naturally with great joy and even a divine revelry without entering into kind of a dualistic mode, which has been the kind of the fare of the world today, and really returning to a sense of our unity and our oneness and the oneness of all life. So it's a beautiful process for each soul. It manifests in a slightly different way based on that one's journey throughout all of his or her incarnations. And yet when we together understand this process and work to have it fulfilled for our entire Earth, then it becomes just a wonderful opportunity. And each soul is valued. Each person is able to give their gifts and their talents, and we can have a true brotherhood, sisterhood of the spirit on Earth.
So this is surging now. These energies, as I understand it, that there is a process that's involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness. And some are more accelerated in this process than others, and I can understand how, you know, we each have free will choice. You know, it's our greatest power to either engage the darkness or engage the light, and we can either go to the dark side or the light side of the force, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that what we focus on is what we manifest on the soul's path of evolutionary ascension. And I'm just at this point really intrigued how things have accelerated, how, you know, people all over the world are waking up with a freedom movement. They call it Occupy Wall Street or Occupy whatever. I refer to it as Occupy Conscience because I think that's the high end of it. But I'm really interested in what the Ascended Masters see going on over this next year. I mean, this is a time right now where I feel it's in the process of reaching critical mass. It's obviously being out pictured in these demonstrations worldwide, which is like undefined in sense of there's no real name to this other than a freedom movement of sorts that's uprising, you know, with this. I really believe it's happening within everyone's consciousness, the surge of freedom.
Well, absolutely. And the Ascended Masters, through me, have said that 2012, the year of mankind's awakening, and we're having a spiritual retreat in Arizona coming up soon, and the title of it is A Spiritual Retreat for Those Who Would Lead Earth into a New Age of Enlightenment. So there are many of us who have already kind of awakened, and our goal is to assist those who are in the process of awakening or not quite there. And how do we do this? Well, we become heart-centered, first of all. We understand the nature of the heart and the power of the integrity of the energy that flows through the heart as the nexus of all of the seven major chakras or energy centers in our bodies, which then when emanated with a glow of pure love help to facilitate this transition. Now, Mother Mary, as I recall, spoke a little bit the last time we talked about this coming age being an age of imagination. And there's a great definition of what that word means, I magic in action. And what we can imagine, we can become. And the book, The Secret, the movie, The Secret, was a seminal offering to the universe from the hearts of many people to kind of quicken people in understanding how we magnetize to ourselves what we put our attention on. But that was just the beginning. That's just the very rudimentary elements of what is happening. Right now, this shift involves all of us in working together as one to co-create a new world of beauty and joy. And it's what we truly put our attention on in a positive way, we do draw to ourselves. And so I see the major part of the shift that's occurring being that we stop putting our focus on war, division, talking about enemies, and we really understand that we are joined at the hip, joined energetically at the heart, and that we focus on exactly what we desire to see, which is a golden age, a crystal golden age of freedom and enlightenment for all peoples, regardless of national borders, etc. All of these systems that have brought us continuously into this dynamic of dualistic thinking and separateness are breaking down, including the economy and everything that smacks of control of the soul, of the self. And so what moves us into this new field, this new endeavor of beingness, is love.
Yeah, I understand that it's a frequency change, and that the frequencies are intensifying with frequencies that go all the way back to the great central sun. And when I say that, I saw two YouTube videos recently that explained the science. Matter of fact, I'm posting those on the website with this show, and they're both reference what's going on with
the great central sun of our galaxy, as it is, and the understanding of it. And there's one of the videos is by an astrophysicist who goes into the black hole, white hole, and when I say hole, you know, in the great central sun, it's like he uses the word W-H-O-L-E. Yeah. And that there's a connection, you know, call it a stargate or a portal or a connection with all the galaxies in the known universe, and how this energy is all connected in the unified field of energy on an atomic level. You know, the nucleus of atoms in our body, which are like miniature great central suns, you know, or solar systems within us. And as I tuned into what he was saying, he explains it in terms of the astrophysics of this, an energy, which is really the heart streaming of the universe, of the intelligence of the universe. And he goes into the torus field, which is a circular torus field in the energy field of the great central sun, which is the same torus field in the heart, in the heart center. And he explains this relationship in a way that makes it understandable how the field in our own consciousness and our heart resonates with universe, with the galaxy, and how that is surging, is explained in the other video, which is actually a computer animation of our galaxy and showing how our solar system orbits up and across the galactic plane on this, you know, the precession of the equinox, the 25,800-year cycle. And the other video has a great rendition of this understanding of our solar system as now intersecting the galactic plane in this cycle as it orbits up and across the plane of hundreds of billions of star systems, solar systems in our galaxy. As it crosses that galactic plane, there's this surge of energy, this intensity of alignment with the great central sun and all the suns of our galaxy. And that understanding of this surge of this of intelligence, of love, of how it resonates in our DNA, which is like tuning forks, but resonates also in the torus field of the heart, which is the same. When you're in the frequency of holy compassion, it's that same resonance of the field in the great central sun of our galaxy, a torus field. And the video, one video, there's a beautiful explanation of that, you know, the astrophysicist explaining how our whole galaxy is like a giant torus field, just like our heart is. Blew me away. And so I'm coming at this today kind of fresh from those videos, and I'll be sharing that on the website with the show. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of get the perspective of, and I really do appreciate this understanding of that we are on the threshold of an awakening, a mass awakening.
Yeah, there's some great spiritual teachers out there. You know, Greg Braden has wonderful books and presentations, and there's a fairly new book called The Source Field Investigations by David Wilcock, who I believe was Edgar Cayce in a past life. It's the Hidden Science and Lost Civilizations Behind the 2012 Prophecies, a very, very interesting book with intense amount of documentation. And there's also a great video called The Great Year. And in that, as was explained, through an understanding through Sri Yukteswar, who was the guru of Paramahansa Yogananda, there is an understanding that the most stars in the universe are actually binary stars, or like twin flame stars. Uh-huh. And we never thought of our sun being necessarily a binary star. And yet, in the January or the December 6th issue of the local paper here, there was an AP article on this planet Kepler-22b that could support life. And it says in this article, the new planet has key aspects it shares with Earth. It circles a star that could be the twin of our sun, and at just about the same distance. The planet,
really?
Yeah. So I had never heard anywhere before that, other than this DVD, The Great Year, which is a fantastic revelation, and this article, that scientists had considered that our sun was actually one of a binary,
it's almost like a parallel universe.
Well, yeah, most stars, it says most stars in the universe are binary stars. They have, like a twin flame star. So with that understanding, it's a lot more to life and a lot more than we don't know that we are about ready to discover about our purpose on Earth and the star of our solar system and its relationship to other solar systems and galaxies. And as you say, the galactic core, which, December 21st, 2012 is a seminal date for this whole shift. So to me, the shift has to happen within us. That's the message right now. We are projecting out from internally within ourselves a new reality. And as we embrace this new reality, higher quintessences of spirit that are flowing constantly from our source, our own sun source of our higher self, then we are able to sustain in our auric field, in our world, in our personal world, what's happening on a global, planetary, intergalactic level. And really, the universe is working right now to almost coerce us into this new level of awareness. And those who are not ready to embrace it will kind of be thrust into a difficult time. And those who embrace it and are living integrity of pure love are the ones who will help to usher in this golden crystal age.
I believe that. As a matter of fact, I understand it's like the fulfillment of prophecy that in the scriptural prophecy regarding that in these end times, people will wake up to eternal salvation or eternal contempt. In other words, there's going to be a dividing of the ways by our own free will choice. And I guess that's, everyone comes in with their own soul contracts, and the soul contracts are always in terms of, serving the light, and to the extent we fulfill those contracts with our free will choices to magnify the light, and this is the way I understand it, then we fulfill those agreements we have when we came from Source or God or, through the karmic board or however one perceives or understands Source, that there is a commitment and an agreement that we make, a contract, so to speak. And this is the way I understand that we're right now at that kind of like a choice point. With the quickening, light brings up all that's less than light for transmutation, for clearance, for resolution. And from what I understand, this is an extraordinary opportunity. Not just the freedom to make a choice with the greatest power every soul has is that free will choice, but the opportunity to magnify, the whole pure intent of the soul when it came into embodiment, which was, in terms of pure intention, it's the focus attention with love's retention, for the evolutionary ascension into God, love, divine dimension. And I play around with that a lot, but, that whole path or process of self-fulfilling prophecy of an enlightened nature, to me it's like enlightened self-interest, what is there better to do?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned to me the other day as we were preparing for this show an understanding of the change in our DNA. And I do believe that we already have a higher DNA within our higher selves, within our Christic presence or a Buddhic essence. And that higher DNA is indicative of all of the gifts and graces and the divine qualities and the virtues of our heavenly estate that are ready for picking from the tree of life for each one of us as we embrace them. And in the Heart Center movement, we're going to be focusing on these divine qualities or virtues in the year 2012, because I believe that when we truly understand what compassion is, when we understand what truth is, what forgiveness is, and all of what we see as required on the earth in this year to create this shift and to embrace it, we individually will rise into that higher field of existence with our source to be able to bear these energies and to bless the earth consciously every day through our spiritual work, which may look different for each person. You know, some are more invested in meditation, practicing yoga. Others are more service-oriented. Others are involved deeply in devotional prayer. And in the Heart Center, we embrace virtually all of these at some level. And one of the key qualities that I think we all must embrace is appreciation and gratitude to the universe for what we have. When we are not chafing at the bit of what we see around us as the degradation, and when we truly accept our life as it already is vouchsafed to us through our free will experience, then we are humble and we give glory to God for what we have, and we can truly move forward on our path without feeling that the government owes us something, somebody else owes us something. We create our world. We literally create our own destiny in our own world by what we put out, what we emanate. Yeah, and so in one sense, anyone who has the sense that somebody else has done it to me or that somebody else is responsible for my state of affairs isn't getting the message yet. And even well-meaning people in the movement that's happening now, some of them aren't quite there yet because they haven't taken that personal accountability. Now, many of them are protesting what they see as the degradation in the world, but ultimately they're going to realize that they've created this world. We each have created the world that we live in. And when we can recreate it right now through higher consciousness, through love, through acceptance of our true nature and God within us, and the love that will change this world and is changing it.
You know, I think of this movement that's going on in the world and how the Tea Party is trying to co-opt it, and the Democrats have been trying to co-opt it, and when the Democrats couldn't co-opt it, that's when Obama sent forth the edict to state governors all across the United States to start cracking down on this movement because they couldn't steer it in their own direction. And I think the movement is just, there is, people are awakening, and a lot of people have pure intention, but you know, the road to hell is paved with pure intention if people don't focus their attention on real, you know, heart, you know, love solutions. And that's probably the most difficult thing in the world, is to remain not attached to our worldly ideas of, you know, what you know, the movement towards love really is or should be or could be. I keep coming back around to, there's been a model of this movement that's been provided by, you know, spiritual movements all over the planet for, you know, thousands of years, that, you know, center in the heart, and, you know, it's not rocket science. God is love and is forgiving. You know, 70 times 7 or whatever. And common sense may seem uncommon, you know, in a world that sometimes looks like it's going to hell in a handbasket. And of course, I think, you know, on the big drama unfolding now, it's like on the screen of life, you've got this big drama of everything, as you know, the prophecies have said in the end times, everything will be unveiled. It all comes out. And with the internet, obviously, you can go, you know, anywhere in the world, and the knowledge that's out there, that it's, you can go in any direction with it. But it really comes back to, you know, with all this unveiling and all this knowledge power in the world, it comes back to, you know, the collective consciousness coming to the point where we can all agree that we either hang together along more enlightened lines spiritually, or we're all going to hang separately. And it's kind of a really interesting drama to me to see how, and it's, you know, it's classic, I believe, you know, sometimes darkest before the dawn, but I just have this sense, this sense from multiple perspectives, as I understand it, that this awakening process is kind of matriculating the matrix. It's the whole matrix of reality. It's this transformation right now that is really a function of resonance with a love vibration, you know, called the Taurus field, or the crystallization of the God flame, you know, the geometrizing of energies, you know, in the fields of matter, you know, from spiritual realms. It's just, there's this matriculation going on now. It's like an organic, you know, the soil of our consciousness is being composted.
Yeah.
That's the permaculture metaphor I use sometimes.
Well, Saint Germain is a great master who many people feel is the Aquarian avatar for the next 2,000 years. And he has brought to us, you know, over about almost a century ago, an understanding of the violet light, the violet flame, the violet fire, and its ability to transmute karma in an accelerated way when we use it in our visualization, our meditation, and in our prayer work, and what we sometimes call dynamic decrees. So I believe that Saint Germain is key to this alchemy of transformation of our earth. And what I've been receiving from the heart of the master of late is truly an understanding of the integrity of each soul, and of how, if we are to have planetary freedom, we have to take that personal responsibility as adepts. We're no longer just listening to what others teach, what even the great avatars or masters have taught. We have to dig deeper, go within, contact the avatar within. And that movie Avatar was quite astounding and bringing an understanding of the connectedness of life with nature, that unfortunately on Earth we've been disconnected, and a lot of the native peoples have, you know, were connected, and we've slaughtered them, and, you know, this advancing civilization with all the mechanization that we've created has really taken us far afield from our contact with Mother Earth and nature. But Saint Germain really has focused on this with other masters to show us that the time is now for us to become the master, for us to master our psychology, understand who we are, rise to a new level of awareness, which is about being rather than doing, and entering into the fullness of who we truly are as God's self-realized ones. And the thing is, we've always had our higher self, but we haven't listened. We've ignored, and we've entered into this deep sleep state. So the awakening is key. And what helps people awake? Well, sometimes it's trauma. Sometimes it's like Eckhart Tolle nearly committing suicide and then having this enlightenment that has brought forth this teaching on the eternal now, the power of now, and, you know, and what's going on. So really, everything that's happening out there is a reflection of what's happening inside. And when we change from within out, the world will change, and it is changing. And many more have gotten it. people that are more Buddhic in their understanding of the path as being one of non-attachment and non-violence and of returning to the core principles of compassion and kindness, as the Buddhists do, I believe are helping to lead the way in many ways. And even the situation with the Chinese slaughtering the Tibetans, well, what did that do? It brought the teachings of Tibetan Buddhism to the world, because a lot of it had been hidden away in Tibet for centuries. And now we have this beautiful legacy of light and enlightenment that's circling the globe. And there are still elements of various religions which I think have to change. And ultimately, there won't be religion as we know it today. It'll be about each person being enlightened. But until then, the one thing that I see as required is also the embracing of the holiness, the sanctity of the Divine Mother and the feminine principle. And when all religions respect woman and give her her rightful place of authority in leadership, you know, in the churches, the synagogues, the temples, when they allow woman to be at that nexus of the distribution of light and teaching, then we will see the beginnings of the Golden Crystal Age. Until all religions embrace woman as completely equal with man, and they allow woman the full status in life that men have, you know, have wielded for centuries, then this will be indicative of the shift that is required for that soulfulness and that intimate understanding that women have as the nurturing aspect of life to spread throughout the earth. And so to all ladies and women who may be listening to this, you are the ones who are key to the Golden Age through the children that you bear, the consciousness that you hold within your hearts, and that you impress upon your children and future generations. And it's when the women are enlightened and they, through their progeny, are able to bring these higher understandings and teachings and essences through their children to the world, that is how we will transform our earth. It is from the little children. A little child shall lead them.
We need to take a station break now. This is Christopher Rudy interviewing David Lewis of the Heart Center Community, and I'm sponsoring the show today with your help and for your health. You'll notice on the Cosmic Love homepage that I support Cosmic Love Productions with two extraordinary health products, Swedish pollen extract and a breakthrough probiotic called Prescriptus, which is based on soil-based organisms for your colon. For the first time through to Christmas, I'm shipping single bottles of both the Prescriptus System pollen extract for free when you order with PayPal. So for Cosmic Love, here's to your health.
Yeah, I see this happening in the feminine principle, in matriarchal values in general, as far as the nurturing, culturing, cooperative spirit, bringing patriarchal values into balance, which are these patriarchal values of ownership and control and on war steroids. Those imbalances are coming into a balance and will come into balance. It's like we can see that everything that's happening with the economy is because of the imbalance. It's like the ownership and control values completely out of balance. And those are largely patriarchal values. They're not the cooperation and spirit, the cooperative, nurturing, culturing values. They're more the, you know, ownership and control where a few win and everyone else loses. You know, whether you talk about the 1% or the 99%, you know, how it's all out of balance right now. And I'm I'm seeing that it's coming to the point, like you talked about. Sometimes it takes a trauma and a tragedy in everyone's face to realize, or you know, to look at, you know, what's the problem, and more important, getting past the problem with a clear vision of the solution, or, you know, a resolution of the conflict, and the extremist, the real extremist values, which are the ownership and control and domination values, which is like the lockstep left brain out of balance with the nonlinear spherical spiritual right brain, you know, between everyone's ears. There's this balancing process, just like the left hemisphere of the earth, Western civilization, and the Eastern hemisphere. They're like two hemispheric dimensions in the earth, and the people in Eastern countries, you know, in Japan, they read their symbols from right to left, and in the Western hemisphere, the dominant left brain culture, we read from left to right, you know, our symbols on our print pages. And this whole thing of the dominant left brain, when it comes into balance with more the right brain culture of the East, which is more relationship oriented instead of individuality oriented like in the West, it's the Eastern culture is more family, community, social network oriented, whereas in America it's more dominant tribes of corporations that are vying for control and put the profit of corporations above the public whenever, you know, whenever profits are at stake. It's like corporate law. You know, it's like we have these two different cultures that like representing patriarchal and matriarchal values that I think it's coming to the point with all these issues in the world that are trying to look at the core problem. It comes back to the imbalance that can be balanced and must be balanced, and by God's grace will be balanced, you know, over this next year.
And the key to this is what Dr. Ihaliaka Hugh Len has talked about as a zero point, because when we truly balance the right and left brain and the hemispheres, when we embrace all that is good and beautiful of both East and West, Alpha and Omega, Feminine and Masculine, Yin and Yang, then we reach that zero point in the center of the Tai Chi that is no longer living on the periphery, where karma no longer manifests through reaction, where we go to the cause, we go to the center, and then we get rid of all the negatives and the positives, and we enter into that kind of a neutral state of pure beingness in God's presence, where we can see clearly. And in this book called Zero Point, we're going to be studying this book in our next course of Mary University beginning January 15th for 4 weeks, and we're going to be discussing this beautiful science art of Ho'oponopono as understood through the Kahuna tradition, but through those who take accountability for life and for the pain and suffering in the world, and they say this simple prayer: I love you, I am sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And they say that to God. And in this beautiful prayer, what we're saying is we're sorry for seeing the world as imperfect, seeing others as imperfect. And we ask for forgiveness. We love life free. And we re-envision and refocus from within ourselves through this cleansing process that's a continual transmutation of all that was, that is out of alignment with Source, and we accept the beauty, the perfectionment, the God glory of what is in our true reality, and the etheric body of our earth, which is already beautiful and perfect. You know, the Ascended Masters have these wonderful etheric retreats in the higher octaves and higher vibratory levels around the earth, and we travel there in our finer bodies when we retire at night, when we have enough light energy in our auras to actually leave our body and go to the higher regions. and we study and we can bring back this divine knowledge and the beauty and grace of these higher teachings to our earth to assist life. So many people are inspired now, and the genius that's happening, and the young children with awesome voices and artistic abilities that have to have come from a past life, they're all over the place. And,
yeah.
You know, Jackie Ivanko with this awesome voice, you know, she's 11 or 12 years old, just amazing young girl. And then these artists and these young people that just have these abilities that are phenomenal. And we're seeing more and more of this because of the purity of their consciousness, because they have vowed to come back to assist mankind. They have made their pact with God, with the divine world, to incarnate on earth at this time to bring blessing and boon and benevolence to life. And I believe I've come for that purpose. I know you have, and many of us who consider ourselves as light bearers, light workers, light sharers, we're here to support the universal brotherhood, sisterhood of light and their divine project of retuning this earth to its divine estate, what it was originally as it was created in the image and likeness of the divine. And we're bringing it back to its pristine, crystalline nature. And however we individually feel moved to do this, we just have to keep doing it, work in consonance with others of like mind and heart, and let the truth be known, let our light shine, and speak forth rightly, you know, like we're doing today.
You know, I have an affirmation along those lines of holding the vision and embracing the virtue and committing with valor and claiming the victory of the golden age now, which in the continuum has already happened. And this concept of the golden age, you know, is in higher etheric octaves, and it's coming closer to earth as the veil thins and more people come into this awareness of what they're bringing back from the etheric retreats, that the golden age is real. There's ways to manifest it now. More people are awakening to it, you know, as we speak. It's going mainstream, and by God's grace, in God's time, you know, 2012, you know, here we come.
Yeah, it's upon us. And the shift is within us. I mean, that's the message that the masters have been, you know, providing me to the audience of the Heart Center Movement, is that we are totally accountable. We are responsible for our world. And, you know, the ancient adage, man know thyself, the axiom, is absolutely true. And when we know ourselves, our true selves, our higher selves, when we become that, nothing can stop the light from manifesting and being causative of all God good and blessings. So, you know, whatever is going on outside is a reflection of what's inside of us. We know this now. Science, you know, the new physics is teaching us
that
consciousness impacts the experiments. Consciousness is what it's all about, and everything is energy. And so if everything is energy, then we can choose to co-create using energy to recreate our world.
Yeah. And I really believe that this momentum of co-creation with Source, the divine love, the power of love, which is really Holy Spirit, you know, the violet flame. There are different ways. It's different ways of saying the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of different, because it's all connected. And that connection to cosmic cosmic love as law and language. You know, it is the order of the universe. It's the law of that order, of divine order, and it's the harmony of that order. It's like you can't separate the harmony from the order, and that perfection of divine harmony and divine order, it's like a dance, and it's the perfecting process. And this understanding of the evolution of the soul in the eternal scheme of things is always comes back to more light, easier and faster. And one thing I love about your services is the way you have received these dictations from Mother Mary and the Masters in song. And how it engages the heart chakra. Now, I haven't attended a lot of your services, but I've attended enough of them and listened to enough on your website and listened to enough of your songs and your dictations to know that it really engages the heart chakra with the words like cups of light as you're singing the songs, which you can read on your website as you're listening to the songs. And I'm just in awe how you created a vehicle with the heart center whereby this frequency of holy compassion, the vibrational love, can be engaged with singing. And people can do it in their homes by listening to your conferences and your replays and your songs and the decrees that you have, which are really like singing. A lot of them are singing decrees. It engages the heart in the way that people can feel what this whole evolutionary ascension process is. And as they engage that, I really believe that it creates a resonance with the quantum field, the unified field, or you know, that connects all hearts on the planet. And I'm really enthusiastic about the opportunities that humanity has right now, and I really believe things can happen very quickly, like virtually the twinkling of an eye, and that we're seeing all kinds of expressions of it with different manifestations from different organizations, and that it's from the inside out. And this is the unique thing that's different about this evolution and higher revolution and higher consciousness. It's from the inside out, and people are just occupying their communities, their families, their conscience. They're occupying their conscience in ways that's transforming their social networks, their relationships with significant others and people in general. And I'm very hopeful.
Yeah, my path has been one through, you know, I grew up Catholic and I did the rosary as a child, and I've been kind of on what would be called a bhakti yoga path, a devotional path of adoration and love. And we've developed these special, what we call rosaries, kind of from the Catholic tradition, but more allowing East to meet West, where it's not just, you know, Christian or Catholic, where we interweave concepts from the East and the West within the rosaries, like our Kuan Yin Rosary of Mercy or our Golden Buddha Rosary, where we call to the five Dhyani Buddhas in the five decades rather than just looking at the lifetime of Jesus, who, of course, I believe is a Buddha now and manifests Buddhic awareness. And these rosaries, these various rosaries that we have, like the Rosary of Faith to the Archei or the feminine archangels of the five crystal or secret rays, they allow us to express our hearts with devotion, and singing really is a major component of this, because when we sing our prayers, it ignites our hearts, and I believe more energy is released that goes forth throughout the earth and raises life and supports positive endeavors in all manner of activities. So we are here to support every God-conscious person who is doing their best in the way that they know to bring love, compassion, kindness, mercy to the earth. And as we do this collectively, kind of as bodhisattvas ourselves, we take these inner vows where we will stay like Mother Teresa and serve until every soul is really free. Now, some people have taken that vow. Others see it as kind of a daunting thing to stay on this earth like Kuan Yin until every man, woman, and child is free. And yet, energetically, we all desire that every person is free to pursue the path, is free, has enough to live a life of value on the earth, has the required food, shelter, clothing, etc. And until we all come to that point of pure compassion like the Buddha, where we see the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path as the way and the means to free mankind from suffering, then we will still be in this matrix. And so I believe that I made a vow years ago in about 1994 that I desired to be a Buddha. And what that did energetically for me was it set me on a course where everything came to me that allowed me to live in that compassionate state. And then I had kind of an enlightenment in 2004 in June, where I went high up into the Nirvanic Plains, and the Ascended Masters, Jesus and Kathumi, contacted me, and some consider them as the world teachers. And I didn't know at the time what was happening fully, but basically it turned into this opportunity to be able to teach and to present to people these higher truths through a medium of a movement and many hearts working in unison. And so we founded our Heart Center community and our website in 2005, and we've conducted over 50 courses of what we call Meiri University, which is an interactive online community experience where we share, and the Ascended Masters bring their instruction, and then people are encouraged to tell about what's working for them in their lives, and to share poetry and song and whatever. And we have a forum on our website where people can share about just about any topic that they desire. And there's all kinds of beautiful, beautiful offerings right now that people all over the world are sharing. I just had one sharing from a gentleman in Nigeria that was awesome. And we have people contacting us from all over the world, and we have centers in Sweden and Spain and Chile, in Canada, and many over 20 centers in the United States. So we are focused on the spiritual path of divine love through our Heart Center. And the name itself, Heart's Center, is the key, because that clues us into what's important, the centrality of love, divine love in the world. And that love is what is causing the shift into the age of Aquarius. Now, I studied with Elizabeth Clare Prophet for over 30 years. I served on the staff for 22 and a half years. I sat at her feet and studied. And regardless of what people may think of her as an individual, having come or gone through that movement, the teaching is what I was focused on. And what I came to realize is that if we are to develop a world community of oneness, we have to understand love and what love is. And so our Heart Center movement was born from the desire of the Brotherhood, the Ascended Masters, to offer a new opportunity for higher consciousness through progressive revelation. And we honor the legacy of light of many other Ascended Master movements and divine teachers who are living on earth today. I mean, I mentioned Eckhart Tolle and Greg Braden, David Wilcock. There are many others who are bringing forth beautiful instruction, the Dalai Lama, and mystic saints who are living upon earth. we've been studying Omran Mikhail Ivanov, a phenomenal master born in Bulgaria or Macedonia and taught in France for nearly 50 years. His teachings are sublime. And his master, Peter Denoff, or Bienza Duono, also a phenomenal master. His books translated into English are absolutely wonderful, and I encourage anyone listening to search out on our website the teachings of these two great masters, Omran Mikhail Ivanov, Peter Denoff, because they are coming into prominence throughout the world now through the translated and transcribed teachings that they presented in lectures for many, many years. And Peter Denoff actually was the one who created the term Universal Great White Brotherhood. Yes, in Bulgaria, and he had 40,000 disciples in Europe, primarily in Bulgaria and surrounding nations. 40,000 disciples. This man was awesome. And I read from one of his books this morning during our session, our live online session, about what a true master is. And it was very enlightening to me, and I recommitted myself to share with people. I don't consider myself a master in the true tradition of masters. I'm just a servant. The true masters are those who have really elevated themselves beyond this plane, have ascended, and the true masters who are still on earth are few and far between. They don't term themselves as masters. They're simply vehicles for truth, enlightenment, and love to flow.
Yeah. Well, David, I really honor what you've been doing. I'm just in awe following the organization over the years and having you on occasionally on Cosmic Love and just tuning into it, what you're doing with the work and as a servant leader. And is there anything, we're going to have to do a wrap. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, I'd like to offer your listeners a little booklet called The Vision. And it's normally retails for, I think, $3. And I'd like to offer it free to anybody who has listened to your broadcast today or listens to a replay of it in the future. And if they simply send an email to friends@heartscenter.org, friends@hearts, plural, no apostrophe, heartscenter.org, we will send a free booklet. And it's the story of a lady, a friend of mine, who had a vision in 1985 that I would be doing this work, kept it in her heart for 20 years, didn't say anything to me about it until I came forward in late 2004, early 2005, and shared that I was being inspired by Mother Mary and the various masters who we consider part of the lineage of the Great White Brotherhood, or the Universal Great White Brotherhood, not white, not referring to race, but to the white light of the Christ. And so this vision was amazing.
Yeah, I just read that the other day, and I confirmed that I was just in awe. Keynotes all through it, that references cosmic truth in a way that just really impressed me.
I'd like to offer that to your listeners, and just I'd like to offer the love of the Ascended Masters and say that we are one, we are victorious, and we are love.
Well, thank you, David. And I'm grateful for you coming on the show. Thanks to everyone for listening, and everyone have a wonderful Christmas. God bless you all. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.